Damn, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah,
that's what I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
I
need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She gotta know.
If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a telepathy,
girl. Then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. It's a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat. And swallows, bitches, a goddess. Serious Ryder, Mac, and Rod Theory, the answer. Cush and Molly, straight with Cardi, little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spreads don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
I need
a with it, girl. Please.
You gotta know,
but if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta know,
come on, let's play.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight. Like I want that pussy walk. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answer. 4DB takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stab and fuck her mouth like. It's a pussy witty girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Girls be fucking
they
witty.
They pussy shave their very trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth her ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Witty girl, cause that's what I need.
What I need
a witty girl. Knows how to
please.
If you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang out radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling? You good?
I'm alive.
That's good. Long time. And let me also, like I said, I got to start off. I just got to apologize. Like I said, I always got to do this because, again, I'm the main person always talking about consistency and everything like that, about these shows and everything. But if y'all just knew what was going on with your boy these last couple of weeks, man, I think y'all would give me a little bit of understanding. So we'll get into some of it tonight, but not all of it. This is West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. We're trying to get right back into the swing of things. This is Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. So let's do what we always do. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Without her, no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, and no Triple M Show on Mondays, all right? So thank you, boss lady, for letting me sit over here and do what I got to do, doing our motherfucking thing, and just make sure y'all on the lookout for the XMB Inked Up Models first anniversary party in Vegas, February 22nd. Make sure you go online. Make sure you check out Facebook, whatever. It's going to be all over. Make sure you get your tickets. If you're not going to be at Facebook, if you're not going to be in Vegas that weekend, that's where you need to be that weekend, all right? February 22nd, Friday, going down in Vegas. Of course, the Witted Boys is performing along with a lot of other independent artists and everything. It's going to be real big. It's going to be real popping. So if you can get to Vegas, you need to get there on February 22nd that weekend. And if you need to hook up on some shit, just hit me up and ask me, all right? I'll see if I can do something for you. And now, all right, so next, all independent artists. I've been getting a lot of music. Thank you. That lets me know that y'all been waiting for me. It lets me know y'all still fucking with me, even though I'm going through some shit. And y'all been sending it to my co-host as well, Queen V. She been forwarding me some stuff. So keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending y'all music. Like I said, I'm going to get my head together. We're going to get it all in rotation. Trust me. Like I said, I've just been working through some things right now. But make sure you hit up, keep sending them to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host. Queen, let them know where they can find you at.
Queen, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen, VEE1991@gmail.com.
So just make sure y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music because we need that. Again, without y'all, there is no Bang Out Radio as well. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody out there that listens to these independent artists, supports the show, supports the artists, and just been with us from the jump, you know, been holding it down with us, just trying to stick. Guy, you know, nah, what am I trying to say? I'm sorry, this drink already kicking in, I'm sipping on. But yeah, just anybody that's been through it with us, you know what I'm saying? If you've been here from the jump and you've been riding ever since, thank you. If you're just starting out, like I said, I hope you like what you hear and I hope you want to stick around. You know what I mean? Either way, if you come, you go, whatever. If you're fucking with Bang Out Radio, thank you. Because all y'all got to do is talk about the show, and that's all I ask y'all to do, all right? Just keep talking about the show, spreading word about the show, let people know that, like I said, we're out here trying to do some positiveness and trying to keep it positive in a really, really fucked up world. Trust me, I got some stories for y'all when we get back, all right? So we're going to do it like this. Y'all got some brand new music right here, 26 Ways, 21 Reasons, ENT, Make My Music Flow. Here we go. This is Bang Out Radio. Wait, hold on 1 second. My bad. Give me one more quick second, y'all. Sorry, I had to revamp this real quick. Oh, man. But besides that, Queen, real quick, I'm saying, like I said, apologize to you as well, because I know your fans been wondering where you've been at and everything like that. So I do apologize because it's my fault. But it's just rough right now, Queen. Really rough right now.
Don't trip. I appreciate everything that you do for us, and I understand shit is getting hectic out here.
Yeah, real.
So I understand.
Well,
I'm just happy we're back.
Yeah, I'm happy too. I miss y'all. So here we go, y'all. 26 Ways, 21 Reasons, ENT, Make Music For Me. And then we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. I'm straight pimping, I'm talent dipping, and it's white girl with a nigga whipping. Spitting bullets like a gun range, I'm in beast mode and I'm untamed. All I fuck with is gold getters, but the last bitch was a gold digger. So I shook her fast, I'm still counting cash, and she knew that punk shit wouldn't last. Drop the top when I'm on South Beach, hoes love the way the pimpin' speak. Got them geeking when I'm serving beacon, you can tell by the chain that I'm not leaking. Big bills in that briefcase, cold world and it's a rat race. No trophy for third place, thank God that I was born late. Caught a case and I never told, did the time and came right back. Sometimes it's like that, the streets, yeah, they bite back. I do the shit for the real niggas, for the trill niggas, that's who will work. I fuck with strippers, but I'm not a tipper. She popped the pussy, so I had to dig her. Straight around like she was part of the Clippers, riding dirty trunk full of zippers. Gotta get it by all means, my car title, they all clean. Count my money with a money machine, save the planet, I'm going green. Hustling hard in this poker beans, and I'm the only nigga here selling beans.
Yo, it seems like I'm just losing direction. Pardon me if I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got the footnotes, everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing turned my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it, but it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I still suffer from scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Some dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people, so they caught the tears evaporating from my cheekbone. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain, they need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit I lost and I gained. And everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall, damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But that's my flowing blood that's running through their veins, so I'm bleeding on these records in case they got us the same. I'm able without pain, I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends.
I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance.
Like your only plan was to try to keep me down. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, I guess I get another chance to pick up where I left off and carry on with my plans. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. Never make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark this down. It's a win. I got friends that turn the page just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is grin. And I'ma hold it down with everything left in me, with every breath for me, until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we all together when I think of our home. So I'm still there.
Name calling the B-baller, took a motion for time, I was hard hit. They all said, from my parents to my teachers, and even preachers couldn't reach you. I said my prayers, I gave my mama gray hair, and that she isn't fair. The thought of me not being there, got her worried scared. They say I look just like my father without the air. That shit and name that nigga magic, he disappeared. prepared. A couple of months I did the gig, he reappears. It's all the same, ain't nothing changed. But still, my nigga, don't hold your grudge. Give me love, cause I'm on my own. I'm kinda sorta from a broken home, not wondering what's going on. Did I deserve this? Living in Houston, had this young nigga nervous.
I can never give up all my dreams.
Gunshots by the age of 13. It was a war zone, so you choose your team. And when that war strikes, you better have that heart to fight. Get lost in the world when you lose your life. I live long, so I read and pray. Surviving day to day when in the streets is straight. Live my life for myself, no company. Prepare to meet the heat when you come for me. And when I die, run a lie, that's the wisdom, man. I know that heaven when you zone it ain't that hard to find. And when you make it, they gon' take it. It's a must you know. Don't think you get into the top without a problem or so. I take precaution cause the bitches got a hit on me. I've been a bad boy before, please don't quit on me. They put the just when I rise, they can crush my dreams. Two are the largest of the issue. Got a race from the scene.
Be kissing my ass, like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gotta talk loud no more, cause you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two timer. Yeah, I said it, you two timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had a nerves and audacity to try to get a...
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Of course.
All right, for sure. Just making sure. And then, yeah, this is, again, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and this is Hump Night. So let's just get into the phone lines right off the gate because, like I said, once I start talking, I may not stop with all the shit I got to say. So hold on real quick. Let's see who's out here tonight. Oh, man, damn, taking phone calls and shit. It's been a while, man. How long? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Nigga been fucking up bad. And my bad, last week. We would have had a show last week, but a nigga got the time frames wrong on last week's show, too. I'm in here setting up, getting ready to do the show. You know, come on at 9, and I call in and get ready myself. And then it's telling me the show's about to go off. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I done set the time different. So, you know, it's like the show is already on since 7 o'clock. So, again, that's my fault. But straight out the 469-9641, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Levi, man. Shit, man. My bad, man. I know you've been having some news you've been trying to drop on people, man. But like I said, I've been fucking up. That's on me. What's been going on, man? What's up?
Oh, man. Everything copacetic for the time being. You know what I mean?
All right, that's good. That's good. Well, what was the news? Did I miss it? Did we miss it?
Oh, no. After, of course, everybody know I'm dropping The Gift and the Curse, September, and then Good Night's Horrific Mornings will be, you know, out. And then after that, yeah, I'm hanging it up for a minute.
Hold it up for a minute, huh?
I'm going on hiatus. I'm retiring for a minute. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay, for sure, for sure. At least you're going to leave us with some quality music, you know what I mean, while you take your break and shit. You know what I mean? We're going to be having that shit in full rotation over here. You already know what's up, so make sure I got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, because, you know, I got to focus on CEO mode. I got to go CEO mode.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, you're still looking for artists and everything, right? Like I said, we had two shows run down, man. You get to holler at any of these people, man? What's going on that? And I'm just curious.
Nah, ain't nobody hit me up. I actually got rid of my Facebook, you know what I'm saying?
I realized that. I was just trying to tag you. I was going to ask you. But, yeah, I guess that's what happened.
Yeah, I got rid of the Facebook, you know what I'm saying, because it was just... It started to become unnecessary, you know what I mean? So now, you know, of course, I'm finna get the, matter of fact, me and my team working on it tonight. The IamLeviKev.com will be up, you know, sometime next week. So my full-fledged website will be
there
up.
There you go. You don't even need Facebook. You got your own website. You don't need Facebook, as you should, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. For sure. Congratulations
on
all that. Let's see what else we got out here real quick. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can get this shit going. Is it going to work? Hold on. No. But you hanging out, Levi, for the night, or you just checking in real quick? I know you got business to handle. It's okay if you got business to handle. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of getting ready to record the next single. You know me, dog. You know, you just broke the current single, Never Give Up.
That is see. I broke it. That's right.
You know what I mean? So now it's just me and my team, we in the process of trying to figure out what single we want to push next. Do I want to continue with this kind of motivational music? Because, you know, the past three singles, you know, When It Rains, It Pours, then Falls Into No Return, then it goes with Never Give Up. Do I want to continue with that, or do I just want to bring back Mr. Sex Education? I think I might bring back sex education. Decisions.
But whatever you do is.
I don't know.
Right.
Hey, Queen, which one? I want to know which one Queen you want. Cause Queen the lady, so.
Personally, I like the one more good, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really like your music.
I think it don't matter what you do, man. Like I said, don't matter what you do, it's gonna be hot. It's okay.
This is what I'm gonna do, and I'm saying it here first on Hump Nights. I'm just gonna drop two singles at the same time.
There it is. It's easy. Give them the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? Without fucking who was it? Jay-Z and the child molester. Without that.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You know what I mean? Make sure you keep me in rotation with that music, man. You know we over here running that shit. All right, man.
Yeah,
I got checking in and like, man, anytime, you know where we at?
Yeah.
All right. Who else we got out here? Straight out the 804, 7180. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What's up?
What's cracking? Who this?
Candy Renee.
Hey, Candy. How you feeling tonight? Daggers, one of Daggers' former, but always will be, Daggers Beauty of the Week. One of Daggers Beauties of the Week. You can always go check her out on my Facebook page and holler at her. But how you feeling tonight, Candy?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, man, I'm going through it, Candy, personally, to be honest with you.
We all going through it.
It's a
struggle.
What's up? Oh, man, but... I guess
you
I
you
got
to introduce me to your co-host.
She is my only co-host. Wait, when did you come on? Did you come on a Sunday last time, or was it a Wednesday?
Yeah, you didn't have a co-host.
Oh, okay,
last time,
no, not on Sunday. On Sunday I was over. So yes, Candy, this is my co-host for Wednesday nights on Hub Nights, Queen V. You know, representing for the ladies out here. You know, trying to be that feminine approach on things over here. I forgot. I thought, you know, most of my beauties come on Wednesday, so I apologize. She knows most of them, but she doesn't know you, so yes.
I'm different. What's up?
Oh, man. So yeah. I'm the only one drinking tonight. I'm drinking on this tequila sunrise right now, trying to get my mind right and everything to get over the bullshit. Am I the only one sipping tonight, Queen? You sipping tonight?
No, not tonight. I've been...
and a little depression. I've been drinking the last 2 days, so I decided tonight I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sipping over here. Drinking.
What you got, Candy? What you sipping on?
I'm drinking some Amsterdam with Jolly Ranchers in it.
Look at that. So the regular Amsterdam, but you put your own flavoring in it with the Jolly Ranchers. So does it
pretty much.
Yeah, that's dope. What flavor Jolly Ranchers you got in there?
It's actually like 6 different Jolly Ranchers in here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really nice
one.
But all right, ladies, let me talk to y'all, man, because some of the shit I be going through, man, I just really, you know me. It's like, or at least a lot of people know me, but what's been going on with me recently, and this is just, it's a lot of shit going on. Let's not get it twisted, but since it's Wednesday nights, we're going to keep it on the female tip right now. And this is just some of the things I've been going through, which is just why I want to say I'm giving up. I'm really saying I'm giving up on everything with females. I mean, I know I don't mean it, but that's just what I really, because, I mean, I just can't understand for the life of me what's going on with some people nowadays. Now, listen, here's my first thing that I've been going through. It's not even going through. It's done with now, but the fact that I should have walked away from it way beforehand is what's pissing me off about it because, like I said, I'm always the person who, well, let's just say I'm the good guy. You know, good guys always get fucked up. I'm the guy who doesn't beat on women. I'm the guy that doesn't cuss at bitches. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person that doesn't do all this extra shit. So by not doing that, though, it seems like females, like, take advantage of that shit and think they can get over on a lot of things. So basically here's what happened, right? Let's just say I was dealing with a girl for, like, it's been on and off for, like, 2 years, two and a half, almost three. You know, and it's just always just been one of those off, on, like really more of a hate relationship in a sense. I don't even know why. Well, I know why. Because throughout this time frame, she's been feeding me bullshit, you know. But I'm always the type where it's like, if I don't got the absolute proof, you know what I mean? You always get the benefit of the doubt with me. That's just how I am. Because I read something one day that really fucked with me in a sense, because it's one of those things where it's like, in order to trust somebody, this is a quote that I read, and it stuck with me for, like, the longest, because it's true, but it hurts at the same time. In order to trust somebody, or to know if you can trust somebody, you have to trust them. Hey, that's some fucked up shit. That's really, like,
true.
Dangerous shit, you know, when you think about it. So when I read it, I'm like, wow, like, it's so simple, but it makes so much sense, but it's so scary at the same time. This is the paradox of life right here, you know what I mean? In a sense, especially when it comes down to trust. You can never know if you can trust somebody unless you trust them. But then you have to put yourself out there in order to see what's going to happen. You know, that's the scary part about it. But hold on, we got somebody else trying to jump in real quick before I get started. Hold on. Straight out the 323, a local caller, 9768. You got Dagger Queen, Candy hanging out. What to do? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. MIA, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to MIA on West Coast Wednesday. It's so nice tonight.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for the birthday love. I'm over here turning it up with my family, with the real ones, you feel me? I'm off the liquor. I'm not going to lie. You're hella blood. Ganja, ganja, whatever you want to call it.
So what are you sipping on my birthday, girl?
Well, I'm sipping on a gin right now. I haven't drunk gin in a long time.
Oh, man. The gin will get you loose.
You know,
gin make you stand
that gin
wrinkle.
Is good, though. I'm 18 pennies, though.
Okay.
So I mixed the pink pennies, and then some people don't drink, so I made the virgin pink pennies. I mean, everybody happy on my birthday. Long as everybody fucking with me, I'm fucking with you. Whatever you want, if I can do it, you feel me, I'm going to do it. That's how I am. Everybody know. So, for real, I'm with the function.
Well, thanks for checking in, birthday girl, because, look, like I said, you've been listening to the story so far. You with me so far? Because, you know, I got to get into the shit where I start telling on myself to show how stupid I am.
Hey,
Dagger.
And I'm on crutches, my nigga.
Yeah, you told me you was on crutches, falling down at the club and everything. You got
to
be careful.
Fuck the club. I ain't going to the club again unless it's some business. You already know how we do, my nigga. Fuck that shit. I'm not going. I am not dealing with no more 18 and over clubs, my nigga. That shit was on the news and everything. Somebody got killed in some more shit, my nigga. I thank God that I'm alive. I'm going to leave it on a good note, but you feel me? I'm fucked up, though, and I'm mad because I can't go to work. So I just got to get that out there.
For sure. Well, as I was saying, as we were talking about, like I said, trust. You don't know if you can trust somebody until you actually put yourself out there to trust them. Now, and with me, even when I do give somebody some form of trust, you know, it's never 100% because you can't do that with people, especially with people that haven't proved themselves to be worthy of 100%, you know what I mean, to get 100%. But, you know, I give somebody maybe, depending on who they are, 20, 25, you know, sometimes 30%. You know, I mean, some trust is better than no trust, in my opinion.
Yeah, some trust is better than no trust because that's the only way you're going to be able to be around that person. You know, if you don't trust nobody, you ain't going to be around them.
Here's what's fucking me up is because, like I said, I put myself out there for people thinking that, you know, there's some form of respect, some form of trust on some kind of level, everything like that. Now, keep in mind, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, let me explain the situation. Basically, this girl's been telling me, like, all the time, I want to be with you, love you, don't want nobody else, you know, you this, you that. This is all the shit I've been hearing for so long, you know what I mean? And keep in mind, this is the same person, I've told stories about this person, but this is the same person who done fucked me over behind the car. You know what I mean? They got me out here walking. It's the same person who, you know, caused my job, fucking with my job while I'm at work because she wouldn't have attitude. This is the same person.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wow.
Who does all this extra shit. You know what I mean? Now, on one hand, I'm thinking, okay, all this craziness, even though it's stupid, dumb, whoop-whoop or whatever, maybe it is coming from somewhere. She just doesn't know how to handle it. Like I said, I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt.
You're trying to make excuses. That's what you're doing. That's not the benefit of the doubt.
Well, no, it's like I'm always been the type of person, if I don't have no steady proof in front of me, like I can say, look, you're doing this, whoop whoop or whatever. If I don't have that, then I'm gonna give you know what I mean? It's like I think of it like a court situation. If all I have is like circumstantial evidence or whatever, it's gonna make me think about you a little differently. It's gonna make me take certain precautions and everything. But I'm still gonna give you that much leeway because, I mean, I may just be wrong, even though everything's telling me I'm not. I just may be wrong. You know what I mean? I don't like being wrong.
I wanted to be wrong.
Wild or if I'm going to go crazy or some shit, I'm going to go on it for the right reason, right? So, long story short, come to find out, this is how, basically, the bitch just gets full busted. And I'll explain it. Like, basically, And I just came across, this is what I like to call the truth. I came across the truth about the whole situation. I came across pictures, you know what I mean, her fucking other dudes, dick in her mouth,
cold
and everything like
evidence.
That. You know what I mean? Cold hard, exactly. Cold evidence. Like, I'm seeing text messages.
They make movies after.
Yeah, I'm seeing text messages and shit that's been going on for months and months about, you know, woo-woo, this, that, you know, times. Talking about me. To the ex-person, like, this nigga that, I wish you would beat him up sometimes. Like, real disrespectful shit. You know what I mean? And this is from the person who supposedly, you know, cares so much about me. Only want to be with me. Oh, my God. So cold.
First of all, sir, when a bitch fuck with your money, your job, that should be red flag number one.
Tell the truth.
First of all, bitch. If you care about me, then you should care about my money. You want me to spend my money on you, so you should be caring about my money. She
you
coming to your job, causing issues. She don't give a fuck.
Hey, that's just number one.
Maya Angelou said it the best. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. She
now
shows you. You ain't gonna believe
the funny part, though. Here's the funny part. This is how she got busted. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't go looking for trouble. I don't go looking for problems. I don't go looking for shit like that. Cause like I know, if you let people do what they feel they need to do, what they feel, people are gonna fuck up on their own. I mean, it happens. But it's like, so I just want to be around when they fuck up, so I can be like, ha ha, look at what happened. But here's how she got busted. Right now. She does this thing every now and then where she likes to, she goes crazy, go on, she likes to snatch keys out the car, try to walk off with the keys, this kind of bullshit, whatever, woo, and everything, right? So I'm dealing with her one morning, And but she is just funny because she don't realize that after all that bullshit. Because like I said, I've reached the point where it's like, okay, I'm not playing certain games with you. I'm not crossing. You know, I'm done. I'm not playing this crazy shit no more. So once I see it about to happen, I'm gonna remove myself from the situation. So when I saw that shit about to happen, it's like she take the keys out because she had to go run and do something or whatever, go pick up something from somewhere. She had to go in like a house or something. So, but she takes the keys out of the car. While I'm sitting in it, because I was worried about you running off or go or leaving or something like that. Because yeah, I was thinking.
Are you serious?
But look, hold on. Like,
oh no.
Right. So she does
that.
She's
in the car. That's how I gotta get on. You feel me?
But she don't know that I'd have made like two or three. I'm not going through this shit anymore. I already made like two, three copies of the key. I already got one in my wallet. Bitch, you can have that key. You know what I mean? I'm not tripping all dumb like that. So she goes on with the door and everything. Now I pull the other key out. Like, put it in the car, start the car. She looking at me, blinking, like, what the fuck? Like, like what's going on here? And then starts yelling, like, oh, so you just going to leave and everything, too? Why you take the key? Da-da-da. And I'm like, and it's one of those people that really get loud in the street, you know, really ignorant type people sometimes, right? So now I'm like, okay, well, just give me the other key back and everything is good. Because, like I said, you don't want to take his shit like I was going to pull off and everything, even though I may have thought about it. Like I said, I'm not that type of person. Unless I got a reason. Now you're giving me a reason. All this and everything going back and forth. And I'm like, look, all I want is the key back. This girl, it is, like I said, here's how she got busted. She's walking back up on the car, like I guess with her phone in hand and everything. Now I'm in the driver's seat, car starting and everything, window down. I'm like locking the doors. Like, hold on, she's walking up. Like, I locked the doors. Like, she's like, why are you locking the doors? You know why I'm locking the doors, because your ass is about to do some crazy shit. Now, then okay, doors is locked. Now I'm damn near about to try to roll up the window there. Now she's right up on the driver's side, right? And I'm in the car. I'm like, all right, look, all I want is the key. I'm not about to go through this shit with you. This is all I want, man. You know this bitch tried to reach in the car and grab the other key out the ignition, like tried to reach across me. Actually, first I had my cell phone sitting in my lap. She tried to do the Danielson move where she tried to snatch the phone out of my lap. Like, she wasn't quick enough. That didn't work. So then she tried to lean even further in the car to go for the key. So I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this. So then I drive off. I pull off as she's dangling from the side of the car. So now see, like I said, y'all might think of me bad, but like I said, I've been through all kinds of shit with this whole situation. I'm like, I've had enough. You know, I'm done. I'm not going through this shit. No, and I'm trying to leave the situation before it becomes something more than what this is right now. So she tried to. So basically, yeah, I just pull off. And then she do the whole thing like from the movies. Like, just like the movies, the motherfuckers try to hang on the car and they can't hang on. Their feet come up from under them and she did the do-do-do-do-do and rolled in the middle of the street and everything like that. Nah, I just smashed off. Saw her in the rear view. You know what I mean? And then go back to the scene. But here's what happened, right? Now, I don't even notice it. Now, like 2 hours, 3 hours later, go by and everything. Now it's all, now she done found, I guess, some other phone to text me from, because now she's calling on my phone talking about you're going to the police. You know, the police got a report. They're looking for the car. They're looking for you. You're going to jail. I'm like, why am I going to jail for leaving a hostile situation? I didn't tell you to try to hold on to the side of the car. Nobody, who does that? Who tries to hold on to the side of the car while it's in motion? You know, me, if I'm trying to do that, I'm going to at least get on the roof of the car so you can, like, hold on to both sides or something like that. Ain't nobody going to hang on the side of the car and that shit's just going to last. So all that bullshit is coming. But then she's like, okay, and I need you to bring my phone back. I'm like, phone? I'm like, huh, I didn't know nothing about a phone. I go back, check the car. The phone done fell in the car. Like, I guess there when she lost her grip and started tumbling.
Oh, man.
The phone fell in the car. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, since it's like that, I might as well go through this motherfucker now since I got it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't do shit like this, but now it's like, fuck it, right? So nobody cares. Let's just see what all this is about. And that's when I see it all. Like I said, I see all the pictures. I see the videos. I see all the text messages, this, that, or whatever. And this is all going on during all this bullshit when she keeps feeding me there. So it's like, this is what I mean by just evil people. Like, they're just really evil people out there sometimes, because if you were happy fucking these other niggas or doing what you was doing and everything like that, if you were straight and you were all good, then why are you going out of your way to still fuck with me and fuck up my shit? You know what I mean? She would go out of her way to fuck up some shit that I had going on, to tear it down, to fuck it up, to make it not be there or anything like that. She would go out of her way to do that while
you're fucking then doing everything else you want to do. I don't understand that. But that's what I mean. That's just evil. That's just evilness. You know what I mean? Just true. I tell these stories because I want people to recognize certain things. I don't want people to go through things that I have to go through. I don't want people to be involved in these types of shit. Some of y'all maybe never will because y'all smarter than me. But like I said, I give people the benefit of the doubt until they cross that line. And then you just did. Like I said, I gave you everything.
I honestly don't feel like it's so much of you being dumb or ignorant because I went through the same situation for 4 years with a guy. So it's like it comes from both angles. It depends on how wrapped up you are in that situation and that person. Now, me, I had my own reasons. I have a child with this person. So I tried to make it work. But I went through all types of things to the point where I have a restraining order. Like, yeah, it gets real. It goes both ways. But it's like some people, like I've learned, find joy. They literally find joy in playing games.
Yeah.
Playing games. It's fun to them. Yeah, it's fun to them. And then it's like they may have some type of love for you, but they don't love themselves enough to respect the relationship that they have with you. They don't love themselves enough to realize, okay, this is somebody that really cares about me. They putting up with all this shit, going through all this drama, going to court, getting new cars and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just
went through this situation. That's why I'm tripping hard right now, like to the point where the restraining order is until May. Like, that's how real it is to me right now. So I feel where you're coming from. But it's just like, I've sat down with this person and had numerous conversations like, what is it? Like, were you happy with them? Is that where you wanted to be? No, you make me happy. So why are you doing this to me? Like, what is going on? What did I do? Do I have a sign on my forehead?
Well, that says fuck with me. And then the excuses.
Wait a minute. Let's not talk about excuses. The main excuses
wait,
I get
wait, wait,
is.
Wait. Okay, Candy, hold on. Wait. We're going to come back and talk about excuses. Okay? We're going to come back and talk about excuses. Let me get some music here real quick. We're going to come back in here because, I mean, this is the next thing we're going to talk about. When people get busted, and it's funny because when you get cold heart busted, you know what I mean? And girls react to getting busted, I say different than guys react to getting busted. But it's just funny the way people react when they do get busted. So that's what we're going to talk about next. We're going to talk about the excuses and what happens when people get busted. All right? That's what we're going to come back with. Dagger, Queen V hanging out, Candy checking in, MIA hanging out on the birthday. We're going to be right back, y'all. Mr. Pill, shake it. Be right back.
See, right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself. Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that's shaking their body. Shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating her body, little music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying she probably was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you want to dance, I'm reaching for some love. So I'm down, round, and round, freaking on me, turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Shake it, baby. Gotta get paid too. See,
want a Scotch Puerto Rican, from the red bone to the chocolate head. I really don't discriminate, man. Fight them girls with the pink, not the ones that play your hate. But listen, them into the trunk, man. You got a man, I'm proud of you. Little mama, I don't need no drama. Just put that for the plays in the car. You're blazing like a song. Ain't got kids pulling the heat from your cheeks. Them other girls, absolutely no compete. So I'm jiggle, jiggle, all up in my grill. Oh, shizzle, shizzle.
Shake it, baby. blackened with age. Backbone forming, disc by disc. Fully awakened within the mist. And if I had a memory each day, it wouldn't even matter. This is my disaster. Messengers coming, lemonade news. Lighting the matches, fiery truth. Lunar mouthpiece, fighting inside. The white flag splattered with red. Was it a question? Why do we fall? I bear this burden, ages of all.
How it starts, you know, taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes, a sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Riley, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley!
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Excuse me. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Of course.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on, let's go down the list. Candace, still good? Hanging with
us? Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you. And, of course, birthday girl herself, MIA. You still in the building? MIA.
Yeah, I'm still in the building.
Yeah, you sound like a lot of people. That's got to be your background. What are you doing? What's going on in your background?
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear all kind of stuff moving around. Is somebody doing dishes? Sounds like dishes.
No, I'm actually in the room.
That's Candy.
Huh?
That's Candy. You had
dishes
over here.
Candy doing dishes. Oh, okay. That is so...
I'm still real mother. Still got to keep my house clean.
That is so attractive. You know what I mean? Bitches be complaining nowadays about having to do dishes and everything. I think we got into a whole argument on West Coast Wednesdays one night about females and doing dishes. So, yes, that is so sexy to me, at least. So, I'm just saying.
It's so precious, my nigga.
And hold on real quick. I don't know what this is. This ought to be interesting. Now, usually when I have callers call into the show, right, now their number pops up, so I just shout out their number, and I'll be like, okay, well, whoever this is. Now, all this says is push forward, push dash forward. So this ought to be interesting. Let's bring this person in. Let's push dash forward.
Let's bring him in. Let's go.
Let's see what this is.
All right.
Hold on. Let's see. Is it going to go? All right, push dash forward. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What's up, Mike? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's this?
Yeah, okay. I called the show before, but I called with my number. This time I'm using Skype, so I guess my username is popping up.
Oh, okay. What's up, Pippin? Well, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and everything.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm going to go by. Man, push forward. Mr. S-A-B-G.
Oh, push forward. There it is. Okay. For sure, man. Well, like I said, you're an artist. I mean, you said you called into the show before. I'm trying to remember what was we talking about last time you chimed in.
I caught the end of the show, but we was cutting up. Damn.
Well, fuck it, please. Don't even worry about it. We on some new shit right now. We on scandalous people doing scandalous shit, and the excuses that they come out their mouth when they get busted. Now,
what?
That's where we're at right now. Now, number one.
You got me burning up over here.
Because this shit is crazy. Like, now look. Like I said, when you get busted, now let's just go, guys and girls. When niggas get busted, usually what a nigga's going to do is, I mean, especially when you get cold busted, niggas usually, in more sense, we chalk it up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Nah, man.
Wait,
nah.
You can disagree, but maybe hold on. I'll just talk about overall, there's always exceptions to the rules and everything like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, usually a real nigga, a real dude would chop
exactly.
it up and be like, you know what, I got busted, this is what happened, he'll give you know what I mean, he'll at least, now, other niggas will try to bring up all kind of lies, excuses, this is what was going on, but
they,
this, that,
attention.
Now, that's the biggest one, that's the first one I want to do, because this whole shit, the bitch I was just talking about, that was, oh my God, the shit that comes out of girls' mouths sometimes, man. And it pisses me off because you want to hear what somebody has to say. You usually do. But then that should be so dumb and stupid that it just pisses me off even more.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck are you even saying that to me? Like, that's just a. So,
okay.
Here's what this bitch gonna tell me. Number one, yeah, like I think I was Candy that was just saying that you wasn't giving me no attention, or you wasn't giving me enough attention and everything like that. So I mean, I had to go get it somewhere else. Now, this goes out to everybody, and I hope everybody says, I don't care if you disagree with me on this or whatever. You do not get the attention you want from the person you're with by fucking with somebody else. It doesn't happen.
You
it
don't.
Happen.
How
it's
much
gonna,
attention do you really need?
It's gonna fuck shit up. My thing is, if you feel you're not getting your attention that you feel you need to get from the person that you supposedly want to be with or deal with, then you step to that person and try to make that work with them or whatever and do that or whatever. You make an effort to put it out there, so you say, I made an effort to do something about that. You don't sit up here and be like, well, I'm not going to get it from him, so I'm going to go to the next dude. Because my thing is, if you're going to go to the next person, then go. If this person you're fucking with, this goes on both sides, guys. If this guy's making you so happy, if this girl's making you so happy, if they're doing all this, if they're doing all that, if they're doing all the shit that you want me to do, if they're talking to you a certain way, if they're giving
you
all the stuff that I'm not giving you, why are you still fucking with me?
Exactly.
Why?
Because most cheaters are greedy as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to say. I don't know how it is.
Greedy.
You always need more than one person.
All right, wait, hold on. Okay. We're going to go down the list now. Hold on. Push, you first, man. You knew it's on the board, man. What you got to say about that, man? Speak. Let's hear it. What's
okay. Now, I didn't do my dirt before in the past and all this shit. Now, I know as far as we go, we greedy. Like, we can be doing dirt and we still don't want our woman going elsewhere. So, I mean, that's, I don't know if women have the same mentality. If women going to cheat, and she going to be the same way. But as men, we greedy. We can be doing whatever the fuck we want to and then still be mad as hell if she going to do something else, because it's ours. She mine.
Right,
you know,
but then let me put it to you like this, though, Puss. But in those situations where you're doing the right thing, you know what I mean? This is we speaking on, you know, everybody does their dirt or have done their dirt, you know what I mean? But like I said, at least for me right now, I'm at that point where it's like I'm tired of all that. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the extras, all the games, all that. I mean, if that's what people want to play, then that's what they want to play. So
right.
My thing is, have you ever been in a situation, Puss, where it's like you were doing everything right and then the bitch still just did some foo-foo shit and got busted on it or whatever? Like, what happened with that situation?
Well, see, the thing with that is, I guess I can't say I really have, man, because I'm 30 something.
Right.
And I have been, you know, in a situation where I felt like I was doing right and, you know, it still didn't work out. She still did what she wanted to do. Now, I say maybe I have not done everything I'm supposed to do right, because in the end, she was wrong for cheating, wrong for stepping out of the situation. But for me to get through it, I had to, you know, own up as a man about the shit and just, you know, maybe there was a few things I wasn't doing 100%. I wasn't always calling her or like days would go by when I wouldn't come by.
Now,
it was just little simple
but
stupid
real quick,
shit, right?
Not to just harp on your subject, Push, but I mean, just let me ask. So, I mean, so that justifies her doing what she's doing? You know what I mean?
It don't justify.
My thing is, it always comes down to choice. No matter how fucked up you may feel I'm doing you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you still have that point to come to me and be like, you know what? I'm not fucking with you. I'm fucking with, you know what I mean? Before you even go do it or something like that. You know, just.
Yeah.
I feel the only way a female will really do some shit like that if they know they nigga will have the tendency to fuck around with somebody else. So
right.
that's the reason why they feel like the way they feel, like, fuck it, this nigga ain't calling me, he ain't been by, what the fuck is going on? Like, fuck it. Like, sometimes when you give your all the time,
it's not always,
it's not always
you,
like
that,
because sometimes they be handling the business, you know, and I give them that, but it just depends on the relationship and the situation, especially if you don't have no trust, like what you were talking about.
Because,
earlier,
I mean, with my situation, well, I was gonna, like I said, it was first, you're not giving me attention, you're not, you were doing certain things, but then those things stopped, and now I had to. But my thing is like this, like I said, as a man on a man tip or whatever, right? Like Candy just said, it's not always that a nigga's cheating around. It's not always that a nigga's, like, as for me, like I said, I like to work. I work. That's what I do. I like having a job. I like making money. I like doing music. I like, it's work. These are things that are supposed to uplift a situation and are supposed to uplift the couple or whatever relationship you're in. I'm the type of person who I always feel like I have to bring something to the table. If I'm not bringing something to the table, then I'm doing something wrong. But in order to bring something to the table, then I have to work. Hustle, grind, job, whatever. I got
to
go do.
But that's not what she wants you to bring to the table.
Well, she wasn't. But then at the same time, okay, so then what? So then, no, but here's the thing. Like I said, just on some excuses and everything, like I said, as far as those pictures goes or whatever, I'd be cold busting. You see the bitch up in the room with the nigga, like they done rented rooms, all kind of shit and everything like that. And her excuse is, well, he was paying for it. I mean, but it's like.
Wait a minute.
But that's what I'm
but
like.
You wanted it. You wanted him to pay for it.
So you was dealing with a prostitute. That's what she said.
So
you had to buy her. So you just buy her a room and a bottle, and she owned it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What she was saying.
Exactly. That's what the
bitch,
excuse initially made
where
me
are
think.
Your morals?
That,
I would
yeah,
say, that's
that.
Exactly what I would ask her. I would ask her, like, where are your morals? Bitch, where?
Yeah, that's the reason. That's
the
reevaluated who you was dealing with. As soon as she said that shit, like,
exactly.
No,
you
should have
been like, damn, I waited 2 years.
If I wanted.
But that's what I say. That's why I was so upset about the whole situation all the way across. Because at the same time, in the back of my head, I always knew, like I said, nobody's dumb. And I've been in a situation before where I've been cheated on. So it's not like, bitch, you were fooling me. It's not like I didn't know you were doing something or whatever or anything like that. I knew you was doing something. But to the extent that you're doing that, and then on top of that, you're trying to take away everything that I'm trying to build while
man,
you're doing that type of shit, you just all the way across the board wrong.
Oh, shit,
you know what
Dagger,
I mean? On
it
all
away.
Aspects.
I was getting upset.
I'm from a time. Like I said, I'm only 30. I'm from a time though. I'm talking like I'm old, but I'm from a time. Niggas, when niggas used to cheat, like I said, there was even rules to cheating. I mean, there's a you know what I mean? There's
code.
There's
cold.
You do,
and
if
I'm 24.
What you really
and it's still
do.
Cold.
You know what I mean? If you're gonna do wrong, everybody's heard this before. Everybody's heard this. If you're gonna do wrong, then at least do it right. If you're gonna do wrong,
yes.
then at least do it right.
Just like okay.
as it is.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
I'm getting
so,
mad.
When
you're
people get
talking.
Fucked up, it's not. Because what I'm not mad is, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad that you got some other dude, you fucking other dudes. I'm not mad at none of that. I'm mad at the blatant disrespect about it, the blatant lying about it. Because you could have been like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking this person over here doing that or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up.
You know what I mean? That's fine. It's never been about the other people. But when you sit up here and try to play it off, play shit off a certain way, and it's nothing like you try to play it off whatsoever, and you try to negate the next person who's only been doing stuff to try to help you and to uplift you, but you steady try to find ways to bring that person
shit.
Down. Like,
yes,
that's
and talking shit to other niggas, though. That's what pissed me off.
Yeah, talking shit to me about
wait,
me to other people or whatever. Like, all these niggas
wait
are my business and everything like that through you. And everything, like I said, there's just no no loyalty, no nothing. You want these niggas to beat me up because I'm pissing you off, so you get, you're going to call the next nigga. Also, I want you to fuck this nigga up type shit.
Let me give a female perspective for the same situation. Okay, so 4 years, got a child. I'm 24, he's 26. Okay, we young. All right, but my whole thing with the situation is, like you said, there are rules. I came from that time period, too, where there are rules to cheat. If you're going to cheat, first of all, make sure it's an upgrade. Not a downgrade.
Yeah. Thank you.
Why does it have to be? Why does it have to be?
Real quick.
Why does it have to be? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay. So
why does it have to be a white fat girl? Wait a minute.
Wow.
I have nothing against.
Candy, wait.
Yes.
Somebody cheated on you.
With a white fat girl.
With a fat white girl.
That works at Hardee's.
That
you was that hungry.
Which is probably why she fat. That shit pisses me. And it does piss you off, low key. Because like I said, this nigga that this bitch was fucking around with looked like straight. Like, nigga ain't never made it off the block. Straight hood.
That's what I'm
this
saying.
Nasty
like,
type nigga
looked
like Skeletor. Eyes all fucking in his head and shit. I'm like,
okay.
For real, bitch? That?
I'm looking. That, at the pictures, yeah, I'm looking at the pictures like, wait a minute, hold up. So you weren't happy with this, so you went to that? Okay, I'm pretty sure it's about 3,000 and some odd people who will be happy with it. Let's not get it twisted, sweetie. I didn't need you. You needed me. Now, back to the situation.
I think that's what it boils down to.
I was taking care of this person. I mean, clothes, shoes, underwear, food.
Oh, you have to shut the fuck up. See, this is what I be.
Exactly.
This is pissing me off too. See, Candy, girls like you, no offense to this, but like I said, girls like you that got their back. My Carlos is like this too. That got niggas' backs and be putting a foot forward. You know, nigga, I got you because this is what girls, at least in the overview, is where shit is different. Because, and don't think of me wrong by saying this, but I feel that women. When you're in a relationship or you choose somebody to be in a relationship with, the women, you're supposed to choose somebody that you compliment. You know what I mean? That you,
mm-hmm.
that you, women are a support. You know what I mean? Man, good, bad, ugly, whether we say it or not, niggas like men, we need each other. We might not want each other or whatever, we need each other. Everybody, nobody want to be by themselves for their whole life or whatever. Miss me. Everybody want to be with somebody. You might not want to admit it, but you do. I can even admit that. But this is what I mean. It's like Candy, like my co-host, MIA, like I said, y'all the type of people that will, you know, you have your dudes back. When you find somebody who want to support you, rolling with what he's doing, his work, what he's got going on, you support
like,
that. You have his back.
Little,
if he needs help, you have his back.
But you have to pick and choose the person back that you're going to have. You can't just have
that's
anybody
not what I'm
back.
What I'm saying is, but now that you've done that and you've been in that situation, it's hard to be in that situation with
any
somebody
other
else.
Nigga. Exactly.
That's
hard. That's why I'm single now.
And that's what the fuck is, and that's what the bullshit is now. That's where I'm at too. Because like I said, I've been so fed so much bullshit throughout from so many different people. It's hard when that person comes around or whatever to really believe like this could be the one. You know what I mean? It's like
that's really hard, especially if they're dealing with something themselves and
you
know that you're supposed to
be doing the fucked up. Doing the fucked up, cheat on you, this, that, not giving up. That's what
exactly.
We're talking about.
Where
people don't care. Nobody cares.
That's where I
about
am right
shit.
Now. That's where I am right now. It's to the point now where it's like, I did everything for him. Bought him a car, and I went and bought me an Infiniti. I had the car in less than 7 hours because I decided to leave him. He came while I was asleep to my house and put sugar in my gas tank. Like,
it's not funny, but yeah.
They came to my job. I have a government job. You come to my job on camera and put sugar in the dude who you thought I was talking to gas tank too. So it's just fucked up, but you expect me to stay around. You can't be with nobody else. If you're not going to be with me, then you're not going to be. You think I'm not. Let me get this restraining order. This,
that's
that
crazy.
Today.
That's some other shit going on right there.
Exactly.
Right there.
That's
it's
what
crazy.
I'm saying. You cheated on me, dogged me out. Put his hands on me, everything, for 4 years. And then when I finally got fed up,
then it's you can't be with nobody else. You think I'm that? Sir, you no longer want anything here. And that's what's bothering me.
And the only reason
right
why
now.
He probably said that is because he was putting you through all that stuff, and that's how you feel.
People know.
Like,
people know when they fuck up. People know what they... It's just that it's always fucked up because you shouldn't have to have somebody be gone in order to realize how much they actually meant to you while you were there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I've heard this.
You know what? He was on the phone up this morning. Like,
I need you.
I know you do because you're homeless and you think you ready to come live here. We've been broken up. We've been broken up for a year now. Yeah, you homeless. Karma is a bitch.
It's just... And saying that too, like I said, Carmen, that's what I'm also trying to think of as well. I'm trying to understand.
Oh,
because,
and wait, before you jump, I wanted to dip on something you said real quick about being scared about. Like, I done been dogged a lot. Not even gonna lie, I'm a old school romantic type of nigga. I'm gullible sometimes. What the fuck ever. But the thing with me is, regardless of how much these crazy ass women have put me through, I still gotta not be hopeful. But I still gotta be me. I can't let the next bitch fuck it up for the next nice one, you know what I mean? So even though they have you scared and reconsidering and doing shit different, you still got to stay you because the one that your match is still out there. You don't want to fuck up and miss your match because
the
bitch before then changed
the
look.
That's hard as shit for me right now.
You feel me? That goes back to what he was saying earlier. So in order for you to fully be aware and be like, okay, well, I'm not finna hold no grudges from the past. You gotta go all in. In order to trust somebody, you gotta trust somebody. Like, for real. That just goes back.
I'm the good guy. Like I said, I don't hold nothing against women that other women do. I don't do that. But what I'm coming to discover is, like I said, me, I take my time. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like. A lot of people jump into shit real fast. A lot of girls fall for what these niggas are saying. A lot of niggas are saying shit they shouldn't be saying just to get at these girls. You know, there's a lot of shit going on right now. You know what I mean? I don't know if people are actually paying attention to it, but it is. Now, I'm the type, like I said, I'm the good guy already off top. That's how I want to be. I like seeing women smile. I like putting a smile on women's faces. I like if she's in good company, you know what I mean? I have no problem hanging out with people. Like, I want to hang out with good people, especially women. I like women. I want to hang out with good quality women. This is what I would like to do. Mm-hmm. But what happens is like I said, I don't know where it falls in or where it messes up is at because if you put yourself out there, like I said, for that wrong person, if I am that good person straight out the gate, like this, that, whoop, or whatever, then if I'm like that for the wrong person, that wrong person will take advantage of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong person will, and especially the girls, man. The girls, games, some of these women out here playing nowadays, man, is real rough. And, you know, and I'm the type that sit back, and I got to check and see if you playing me, or you try to play a game, or if you're serious, and that's where the scary part is, because, see, me, I'm the type, I tell a bitch I don't got shit. You know what I mean? I don't got no money. I'm about to, you know what I mean? I don't got nothing. Nothing. You know what I mean? You fucking with me still? I may be able to find something for us to go be able to get something to eat or whatever. You know what I mean? I come out the gate like I'm not the type of nigga you can just sit up here and just ask me for shit. You know what I mean? Don't think that every time we go out or whatever that I'm coming out the pocket all the time. And it's not about being cheap. It's just that I don't like those relationships where you're with somebody because they're doing something for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to want to be with somebody no matter what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whether they broke, dead, ooh, like I said, like some of the ladies have been. We've heard some of the testimony tonight. Broke nigga, you still got his job, got his back, got his clothes and everything like that. Like I said, really want to be with somebody. But they don't know how to, even those guys don't know how to recognize that. Like I said, those guys that get into those situations, they just get real comfortable and just really think, just get real lazy.
Exactly, got real comfortable. Like,
and just think things ain't going to change.
Don't have no fucking ambition. Fuck that shit.
And then the hardest part is when, what I've also noticed, and I want to say, like I said, not to jump to karma real quick, we'll get back on that. I want to get into some music, Daggers Double Play real quick. We got to do the smoke session, got an MIA track I want to play. But, like on the karma tip, right, now, what I don't like about karma is that you never know when it's gonna hit you or when it's gonna pan out. Now I'm saying that because, like I said, I've done my dirt too. I've been the nigga on the side helping girls cheat on their dudes. I've cheated on relationships. I've been cheated on. Like, I've done everything possibly done that a nigga, that a real nigga could do that's not a millionaire. All right? Cause, so I'd have been on all sides of the board on this shit. But since when you notice when you start right walking the right path, like lately, like I said, the last like 2 years, 3 years, I've been walking straight. You know what I mean? I've been trying to do the right thing. Cause I don't like fucking with bitches if they got dudes. You know what I mean? I don't do that type of shit no more. It's just not. There's nothing good about that. I don't care how bomb the bitch is. You gonna have to lie to me and tell me you don't got a dude. For, like I said, cause if I know you got one or something, I'm not fucking with you. That's just me. Cause I just don't want the extra drama and everything. But it's like how long do you have to deal with the karma? Because like I said, I feel like I'm taking all this bullshit now for shit that I've done years ago. And it's like, when does it pan out? When does it break even? When can I actually be cool? Or am I just supposed to just deal with bullshit for the rest of your life? You know, it's shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. Karma is karma. That shit's unpredictable. You just got to stay you. Don't stay on that path that you're going. Like I said, the past 2-3 years, you've been on that straight path. Just keep doing you.
And then you also notice when you're on that straight path that, you know what I mean, everybody who's always fucking up or trying to do something else, they just come out the woodwork and shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, man, y'all. But we'll get a double play real quick. We'll be right back. Like I said, Dagger, okay. Queen V, Candy, MIA, happy birthday, Push hanging out. We got a nice little conversation hanging out today. Like I said, I don't know what we're going to get into when we get back. We'll figure it out, though. All right, we're going to go like this.
You tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Hit the streets, make some money. Yeah, I got a 9-to-5, but hustling is easy for me. Get the product dirt cheap, jack up the price. Sell it all, then re-up again. Repeat the cycle, once or twice. Watch the fans and haters close, them bitches never mind they own. I done had my training day. Fuck the jail, I'm going home. I gotta do it. I just hope you really, truly understand. Also pray you hold it down. Don't screw up with no other man. I couldn't handle that. Too much stress on my brain. It's time for some sunshine. All you ever bring is rain. I hear you doing other things. Lately, you've been acting strange for better. Or for worse, my ass, I guess some bitches never change. Didn't know I had to watch you every day and every night. Somewhere else not doing right, I'm working towards a better life. Ain't tripping on you cheating, yeah, I know I played my part in that. They was paying $100 bills, you bought your pussy back.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl.
Listen here, my time is money, bitches gotta pay to play. Niggas want these drugs, I got to help their problems fade away. I don't ever wanna go, but gotta leave when duty calls. Believe in me, I'll never fall, just keep that pussy in your drawers. If you don't, I will see you as another bitch. Full of shit, we're ignorant, dumb, broke, and chasing this. I won't even trip to stop the money flow, we still the fuck. Now I gotta wrap it up, that's how the dagger deals with us. Gotta toughen up, my heart is broken and shattered. That was the last straw for O's to say hello to the dagger. I told you she was creeping out. Look at how she acts and talk. Plus she making all the money. Should've made that bitch walk. But you didn't do it. Oh, what is it about it? Now she wanna be all proper. We'd be better without it. It wasn't just a cheating. There was lack of respect. I should've turned into activity and put my hands around your neck.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. What you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl.
So tell me, girl, what happens now? I did wrong, so did you. But I was fucking there for us, and you was fucking there for you. I was bringing money home. You took my car to jump his phone. Where you at? Lying to me on the phone.
sucking dick in the same place that I'm paying rent. Saying that you want my time, you giving it to other dicks. Last count I heard was four, now you don't want a million more. They showed you they the bitches that they really are, you stupid hoe. Baby mama drama job, not a fucking idiot. Fucking with these little kids, don't hit me when you serious. All this shit you going through, I done seen it all before. The shit them niggas said to you, I said to bitches years ago. Side biggest fan. When I was all about the pussy, I would tell a bitch whatever. I would never be the dummy nigga, is it fucking clear? Keep it true, it's me and you, but if it's not, I'll leave you here.
Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, I gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go. Damn, girl, what you tripping for? Sorry, girl, gotta go.
Like this.
Where I'm gonna go, where I'm gonna go, where I'm gonna go, where I'm gonna go.
are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for Mommy Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Of course.
All right, Candy, still good? Candy?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, MIA, birthday girl, still good?
I'm
still
good. I'm chilling.
What right,
it do?
And Mr. Puss, still
in the building? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, everybody's still in. Everybody's still
play
in.
Play my song, man.
Let's just switch gears just a little bit. We got about 20 minutes left. I want to ask opinions on shit as well. But same ideology, but different spectrum that we're going to be on. Now, basically, when we talk about cheating and everything like that, you always think, you know, people that are always finding excuses. They're not getting the money. They feel they're not getting the emotional, this, that, blah, blase, blase, whatever. All right, but what about the other side of that? What about these females that got everything they could want? You know, job, you know, car. They got everything that they need, but they don't know how to treat people. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's the whole... how am I trying to word this without being? Well, just a bitch with power, and they abuse the power. You know what I mean? They have the power. Let me explain. Like my homegirls like this, right? And this, I'm only speaking on it because, like I said, I see it, and it bothers me. But at the same time, it's not my life, so I can't really do that much about it. But what she does, right? Well. Little backstory, real quick. Like, I wasn't talking to her. We ain't talked to each other maybe like, I don't know, almost like 6 years, 7 years. But she recently popped back up maybe late last year, early mid last year or whatever. Started talking to her again, seeing what's up now. I basically caught her in the midst of, you know, I just got out of a 5-year relationship. I can't stand that nigga. He got some other bitch pregnant. Woo woo this that. All right. But it's funny because the dude that got. That got some other bitch pregnant that she was upset about, that's the dude she was cheating on her first boyfriend with, and that's now the second guy is her fiance or ex-fiance.
Damn, this one's going on, man.
Already, right? But, okay, so basically, like I said, she has the ex, and then the ex that she cheated on with the other guy who became her fiance, but that's the ex-fiance because the fiance became somebody else's baby daddy or whatever, some shit, right? So I come in.
No, man. Oh.
I come in.
She got a double dose.
I come into the midst.
Oh, man.
I get in the midst of this, right? I come back in. Like I said, just started talking to her. What's up? Oh, it was one of those, like, I saw her picture somewhere, And I'm like, okay, well, she kind of looks familiar, but, I mean, da-da-da. And then I hit her up, and she hit me back, and then, you know, all that stuff came back or whatever. So, yeah, just recently started talking back and everything now. But now I'm catching on. Everybody always tells me everything because, you know, I'm a good listener. Although half the time I don't want to be hearing the shit some people be having to tell me, I listen because, you know, girls like to talk, so I let them talk. Now.
Don't do that because you like to talk too, sir.
I like to talk, but nobody likes to hear what I got to say. This is the only place. This right here, this is why I need to just make sure I keep doing this right here. Bang Out Radio is the only place that I can say whatever the fuck I want to and really not care what anybody else got to say. Anywhere else, somebody's
going to
have a problem.
Don't make it seem like girls like to talk, because niggas like to talk, too. Don't do it.
Well, okay, well, I'm going to say, well, niggas, yeah, maybe
wait,
niggas
wait,
like
wait,
to talk,
wait.
Because they be on that bullshit. I'm talking about, like, I don't talk unless I got something to say. And if I got something to say, then it's worth being heard, I believe. Whether you believe it or not, whether you want to follow what I say, whether you, whatever, that's your business. But if I don't speak, unless I feel like, you know, I have a reason to speak. Now, some niggas just like to talk. But what I'm saying, but
women
what I'm
always
was
have
that,
a reason to speak. Sure.
But I'm catching the stories like, fuck this nigga, I can't believe he did this. I'm hearing all these stories, right? I'm hearing all this
shit. She's bitter as shit, still sucking them all.
But that's what we're getting to. That's the fun part. I ain't never fucking with him again, this, that, da-da-da, whatever. I'm about to do my own thing, whatever. Now, keep in mind, she has been doing that. You know, she's doing her own thing and everything. But, like I said, all that shit started off was, oh, I'm not going to fuck with him or whatever. But, you know, they still hang out. They still kick it. And then she tells me the stories about how he's all trying to explain stuff to her. Like I said, I'm hearing all this shit. I'm the one hearing all this shit that's going on over there and everything. So this nigga, da-da-da. And then one day it was funny. It was like, oh, yeah, and I wound up fucking him again. Like, I'm like, oh, so all the shit you was talking before just out the window, right? This is what I mean by just.
He might got good juice. Don't do that.
Now, okay, but here's my thing. That's what I be saying. Okay, but then don't sit up here. Why I have to hear all this shit about how you're not going to do this, not going to do that, da-da-da, everything like that, and then you tell me you did it, and then your excuse is, well, I just changed my mind.
Hey, no offense, you the gay best friend. She was talking to you about the shit when she was feeling it. But then she got horny and lonely, and she was like, he got good dick. I'm about to go holler at him. I'm telling
that's
you,
exactly
that's
what
happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I'm telling you.
But this is what I mean. But here's what I mean about a girl. But here's what I mean about a girl with power that abuses. And like I'm saying, she's still fucking with that dude, the first ex. She got another dude on the side who actually, she says, you know, always is like, she got her own little good guy on the side, too, that she be telling me, you know, make her smile, he's all cool and everything like that. He's so cool. But she the type to push him to the side for the ex-nigga or, you know, or anything like that. You know, just do it. And then just doesn't give a fuck about nothing. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'm going to do it. But she can back it up, though. Like I said, she got a job. She got a car.
Nothing to do with it, though. Some women were born hoes. I'm not trying to be funny, but they work. Some of them were really born hoes. Like, they get in relationships because they think that's what they're supposed to do, or that's because somebody pressured them into it. But mentally, they're a hoe. So they're going to always, why that dude was becoming somebody's baby daddy? She was somebody's baby mama, too. She just got an abortion. I'm just telling you, like, some bitches were born hoes. Like, and that's her mentality. And the reason I'm saying this is because I have a so-called friend who was just like that and ended up fucking my baby daddy. So I know. I already know.
Yeah, no.
It'd be like that. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's why she's talking about earlier,
how some bitches was getting over, like I said, because they feel they need the money from somebody, like they need this, that, they get this from this person. Like I said, technically, she don't need shit from anybody. But that sense of empowerment makes her feel like she can just do whatever to anybody and just fuck what anybody has to say or
sir,
think about it or whatever,
sir,
anything like that. You know what I mean? Like,
she's using being cheated on as her excuse. All hoes are looking for an excuse for their actions.
They ain't never wrong.
Don't nothing be wrong. For real. Like, some of them are waiting for a nigga to cheat so they can be like, it don't matter, nigga, because I was fucking your brother, your cousin, his uncle. I was banging all y'all and your uncle giving me some money. Like, they're waiting for that. That's y'all laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. I'm being serious.
And my thing is, I'm trying to figure out, like, and it's not like she's a bad person. It's like you're a good person. You're just doing,
you don't know that.
I mean,
it sounds to me like you being a good guy again, because she's definitely a bad person.
I can't sit up here and call people bad just because they want to get their fuck on and they want to do what they want to do, especially if they single. I mean, when you're single, you can do what you want to do.
Hold on, wait a minute. Just because you're single, I've been single for almost a year now. That does not mean go be a hoe.
Yeah, I'm single.
Like,
yeah, I don't mean you can go around with everybody.
I know my worth. I know what I got between my legs. You got to work for this. So as I
that's what I agree with you on. Because that's what I was thinking at her, because I'm like, that's why I'm looking at her, and I'm like, you got so much value to yourself, but you keep dipping back with people that, like I said, when things were all super bad and everything, you talked the most dirt about these niggas and make no good and getting other people pregnant and just did it. But at the same time, while he's doing all that, and it's like, you're not fooling me. Like I said, when you're in a relationship with somebody.
Dicked her down.
When you're in a relationship with somebody for at least over maybe 2-3 years, at least that much, you know what I mean? You can't just let that shit go unless you're just going to do it cold turkey. You can, that's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean
a lot of people don't.
But that doesn't mean that you go have sex with them.
No,
like I said,
no.
I was in that relationship for 4 years, and it wasn't easy to just cut him off. So when he needed me, I was still there. But he won't get in between my legs. That's a whole different story. You're not ready to come to me after you done fucked a fat bitch. No, it's not going down.
It's just crazy. But this is what I mean. Let me go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. It's like, why even try? You know what I mean? It's just so much because there are those. It's like a lotto, and it's fucked up. You know how hard it is to win the lotto. That's how hard it is to get in the actual relationship nowadays.
People play the same numbers over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Over through the years, play the same numbers over and over.
Exactly.
Over again,
and you have
you
to think
keep
about
doing
it.
What you do. Keep doing what you're doing, being you over and over and over again. This bitches, I tried to change myself. I tried to be different. I tried to fucking act like I thought motherfuckers wanted me to act. I tried to adapt. I learned that the hard way. You know what I mean?
You never want to put off a fakeness. You know what I mean? You gotta be you, because that's what niggas is doing nowadays. They out here keep putting out all this fakeness. I got this. I got that. Posting the pictures on Facebook and Instagram about shit that ain't about them, and you know, just all kind of. It's just a lot of lies going on out there in the world, which is why I lie the bad way.
My whole thing is, it's one thing to continue to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Yes, you can be yourself, but at the same time, don't always let your guard down at the same time. Don't always look for the same people. Don't look for the same things in people, and then you'll get different people. And that's what I'm learning now. Like, I'm about to be 25. I'm not trying to keep jumping from relationship to relationship. I'm trying to get in a relationship, stay in that relationship, get married, maybe have another child, maybe not. But I'm not trying to jump from relationship to relationship. So it's like, it depends on your characteristics and your situation. Like me, I'm very, like, emotional. A lot of people don't get that from me, but I'm a very emotional person. So it's easy for me to get attached. Well, since I've been single, it ain't easy at all. niggas be upset. Like, wait a minute. Like, why do I gotta go through obstacle courses and shit? It's not that I'm trying to take people through so much, but at the same time, I know what I have to give.
You know what you want. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly
what you said. People are taking the time to do it, and then there's another thing though. This is why I like talking to real people. This is why I'm glad we did the show today. Like I said, this just makes me feel a lot better, because like I said, Dagger's been on one for the last couple of weeks, y'all. I'm still serious. But it's like, yeah, what was I about to say? No, when you do that and you and you trust people, you put yourself out there, you try to make sure that, you know, you're doing everything right for yourself and everything. That, like you were saying, it's just that I feel that certain things will come when they're supposed to, maybe. Maybe that's what the bottom line is. You know, if you do right by yourself, if you do right, if you do the right thing, walk the right path, talk the right talk, do the right thing that you know is right for you, then the person who's supposed to accommodate you or accompany you in that will present themselves. Like I said, there's nothing you really have to go searching for. It's nothing you really have to find. Like, if you're doing the right thing, then the right people will be around you doing that. It's when people are always doing extra shit that you keep coming across the wrong people, in the wrong places, in the wrong scenarios.
Hey, Dagger.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you having me on the show, dog. But my shit starting. My show starting 10 minutes. I gotta go medicate and get ready for my shit.
Yes, sir. No problem, man. Oh, you got a show back? Go ahead, plug it up. Let people know where they can go listen to you. What you got going on?
I got a show every night, Love, Sex, and Relationship, from 11 to 1. I do that shit every night, though, dog. This shit's killing me. But it's fun as hell, though. Sometimes you get a real excited in that motherfucker. But that's all it is.
Nah, that's all good. Let people know where they can find that shit. We out here at 11. Maybe they want to come over there. Nigga, you know what I mean? Well, let people, go ahead and plug it up. Let people know where they can find it.
Well, you can go to pushforward.com. You can also check out Blog Talk Radio, /pushforward. And the point of the show is basically trying to get couples, men and women, more open, more honest about relationships, matters of the heart, just get a nice conversation every night going on about that. We got too much other shit to worry about, so I'm trying to make that aspect of our lives a little easier just by being
more
honest with one another.
As you should. Buddy.
Well,
you have an awesome show, but
I'm in Virginia, and it's about to be 2 o'clock, so, I won't be calling in. So you have a wonderful
But you could definitely have a positive aspect over here, man, because we keep getting there, man. Because, like I said, we grimy over here, man. Like I said, I can't stand this shit.
But thanks for having me, dog. I added you on following you. I added you on the Twitter and all a bunch of shit while I listen to you. And I check you out next time, dog. But I'm on every night if y'all want to holler at me, though.
Yes, sir. Good looking out, Puss. All right,
y'all.
All right.
All right.
Good night. Good night.
But man, ladies. I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just, man. And like I said, when I get on this show, it just seems like I attract the right women on this show. But like I said, as far as like personal life and doing shit that I'm doing on a regular basis, it's like I come across the craziest motherfuckers, or the ones who probably be the most compatible. You know, the people that I'm probably most compatible with are usually the ones you can never get to, or can never get to you, or something like that. It's always some
pretty much. But at the same time, if it's worth it to you, you'll make your way. So that's not an excuse either. Like, if you really want to be with somebody and you want to deal with somebody, you'll make a way. Where there is a will, there is. I believe that, honestly.
I like to believe that, but it's just like I just require too much. Like I said, one thing I don't do is long distance relationships. When I want to see my girl, you know what I mean?
I want to see her.
You know what I mean? I want to be able to call her like, babe, woo, I need to see you. I need to come through. Whatever we need, I want to be able to do that. If I can't do that, that's a problem.
Well,
you know what I mean?
that's automatic. The same thing and expecting different results. Which is insane ass.
It's not even about being insane. It's just that I'm not going to stress myself out even more wanting to know that I'm with somebody or wanting to be with that person and really just can't be with them. Like I said, I go through enough shit already. So I'm not going to put myself into something that I know would be a problem. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to do that. And it sucks because, like I said, also I was trying to say earlier about taking my time on things and everything. It just seems like I take my time with a lot of females or in certain situations. I try to wait and see what's going to happen, you know, work through it. But I'm still respectful. I still do what I got to do and everything. But, you know, you take your time, make sure something's right, make sure something's good. But it's funny, by the time I'm sitting there trying to figure out something with certain people and everything, they done got involved with somebody else during that process, talking about I'm taking too long. It's like, how do you take too long to try to figure out something's right, and then it just tells me that if you were doing something else and you got involved with somebody else, then that's where you wanted to be anyway. Because
not necessarily. Some people don't believe in taking their time. Like, that may be your outlook on it, but some people may not feel the same. Like, especially if they're like my age, because a lot of girls my age are like, you ain't in no relationship yet. Why you, like, I learned my lesson. I rushed into too long-term relationship.
one for 5 years and one for 4 years. And where am I? Single. Like, one of them is married, and the other one is on my staff. But it's just like, you have to learn from situations. And some girls feel like, oh, he took me on a date, so we go together. No, bitch, I'm not. Wait a minute. Like, I need to know him. I need a background check. I need some dental records. I need something.
Oh, no. Like I said, maybe I am crazy about certain things, but like I said, my number one rule about everything is that I can't respect stupidity. I don't like stupidity. Don't try to play me like I'm dumb. Don't try to lie to me. But I mean, the stuff that I'm asking for, I feel is pretty basic as well. I mean, this should be something that anybody wants. Nobody wants to be lied to. Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. Nobody wants to feel like, you know, somebody's involving something in them that they don't want to be involved in. You know, nobody wants to feel like they're being used and abused. Nobody wants to feel these things.
Everybody says that, but not everybody stands by that, because it's a lot of people that I know personally that have said all of those things, but are with people that are taking them through the lies and cheating on them and not, you know, telling them the truth about their situations with other people and, like, telling them that they have this and they got that. Like, how you mess with somebody for 4 months and you've never been to their house? I don't understand. It's a lot of females who just feed into stuff because they're lonely, quote unquote. No, you just don't want to be at home by yourself. You're bored and you're horny. That's what that is. So you just accepting anything. It's not a lot of people that have morals that they stand by.
I guess that's what it boils down to, which is what I always say. It's always about choice. When it comes down to making the choice, everybody makes whatever choices they make, and you're held responsible for the choices that you make. So,
indeed.
I guess that'll be the gist of it for the evening, ladies. Thank you so much. I want to get to the smoke session before we get out of here, but I'm going to let everybody say their goodbyes and everything. So, of course, Miss Candid first. One of Dagger's former beauties of the week, but always going to be a beauty, no matter what happens. Let people know still where they can find you, and thank you as always for checking in. You know you're always welcome over here.
No problem. I had fun with y'all tonight. You can catch me at www.facebook.com/ I am Candy Renee. That's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y-E, Renee, R-E-N-A-E. And my website is under construction. We got a lot coming because the calendar is about to be released.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of previews from the calendar on my page on Facebook, so check that out and hit me up. Love y'all. Good night.
Yes, ma'am. Well, final thoughts, Candy, on the overall thing. Your final thought for the day before you leave?
Final thought for the day, be you, and if they don't accept it, fuck them.
Welcome, point blank pin. Thanks, Candy. All right, man. Anytime, right. Make sure you spread the word. Holler at us anytime. We always here. You know where we at.
No problem. Good night.
All right. And then Miss Birthday Girl, M.I.A., over there twisted and turned up. Any shout-outs, final goodbyes?
Well, my nigga, guess what? My brother just bought me like a half a gallon of pink Moscato because that's what I drink, my nigga. And we about to get more fucked up all night, you feel me? Because that's what we do.
As you should. Well, any shout-out you want to give real quick, M.I.A., before we get out of here, and your final thoughts on this evening?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who takes the time out to listen. You know, shout-out to you for continuing to do your thing on the radio show. We need you, Dagger. You feel me? Shout-out to everybody whose birthday is today. It turns up. You feel me? Fuck everybody who's not fucking with me right now, and that's just how I feel. And as far as relationships, I just feel that you just have to be yourself in any type of relationship that you want to be in. And sometimes you just have to understand why that person is in your life. You can want that person to be in your life so bad to where you want to be with them, to where you really don't realize why that person is really in your life. So you have to play your cards like that, too. You can't just say, oh, I want you to be my man, this and that, right now, because things are not going to happen right now. You got to let things happen.
And on that note, I'm just trying to get more fucked up, though.
Yeah, there you go, Maya. So go enjoy. Have a couple of shots.
Catch me on Facebook. Follow me everywhere at Mia So Real on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everywhere, Mia So Real. You feel me? Let's get it popping. I'll do everything. Right?
Yes,
I'm just here right now.
And then hold on, Maya. I got that track coming for you real quick. We're going to close out with it, all right? And then Queen, my beautiful co-host, Ms. V. Any shout-outs, let people know where they can find you out real quick, and your final thoughts on this evening?
Shout-out to MIA. Happy birthday, MIA.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Shout-out to my brother. My brother's going to have his 20th birthday in about another hour, so happy birthday to my brother. He's currently not here running around the streets and shit doing his little thing. But shouts out to him. Oh, my friend's other little brother, little Kevin, happy birthday to you too. His birthday is tomorrow also. Yeah, I had to get my birthday shout out on. Shouts out to anybody fucking with Bang Out Radio. I appreciate you guys. We are in full effect right now. I appreciate that. Everybody who tunes in and listens, I appreciate you guys. You guys really don't know how much I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Shout out to you, Dagger. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
I really do. You just don't know, like, for real. This is one thing that, you know, I sit back and I listen to other people's opinions on this show. You know, sometimes I may be quiet, but that's because I'm taking into consideration and I'm reflecting on what I got going on in my life also. Final thoughts on tonight's subject. My final thoughts is in order to be in a relationship with anybody, you got to love who you are first and foremost. You can't start jumping from person to person to person trying to find love if you don't love your damn self. So you got to get you together before you be trying to take on the responsibilities of somebody else. That's one thing that I'm starting to learn and I'm picking up on. And that, you feel me, in order for, and if you are in a relationship comes with compromise and trust and communication and love, and if you ain't got none of that, then it ain't real, and it's none of that, because your relationship is built on bad foundation, is gonna crumble any fucking way. So you might as well get out while you can before you get hurt. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Callie Queen. You guys can hit me up on Facebook. Coley Baby, facebook.com/ Coley Baby, BBY. That's how you spell the baby. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
All right, y'all. And of course, y'all know the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. It's really good to be back. But again, as y'all know, like I said, this is just a sample of shit I've been going through right now. And oh, man, as far as this goes, it's just, I mean, like I said, I share stuff with you guys because, one, I don't really have anybody else I can talk to like this. I don't like telling these stories just to, you know, people one-on-one or anything like that, because I don't like putting people, or I just don't like, you know, having people go through the shit that I have to go through. Like I said, I bring it here because, one, it's good radio. I mean, that's number one. Number two, I feel that me speaking on the things that I go through here will help somebody either maybe not go through them, recognize them. Maybe you think about your situation that you may be in a little bit differently. Maybe you be getting out of a situation that you shouldn't be in. Maybe you won't get in a situation. You know, I speak on these things because I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help out in every aspect that I can, across the board on everything, because, like I said, when it comes to these independent artists, I want to make sure y'all music gets heard by as many people as possible. That's why I do this. When it comes to bullshit, drama, games, things that people got going on in their lives, that's why I do this, so we all have a place to come to, so we can, you know, share ideas, share thoughts, maybe get a better understanding about these things. This is why I do these things. I do this shit so I don't go fucking crazy, because, like I said, some of my best friends don't know what I'm going through or what's going on with me, because, like I said, I don't want to
put my problems on them. People got enough of their own problems. People got enough things that they got to do by themselves already. So I'm not even about to add to that, especially if I feel you're in a position that you can't even help me. You know what I mean? This is the only place where talking actually does something for me. So this is why I do it here. This is why I bring it here. This is why I miss y'all so much. Like I said, I'm feeling a lot better than I did, 2 hours ago. But at the same time, when I'm not here, it's right back to the bullshit, right back to the drama, right back to the games. And it's just funny because it's not that I even try to play these games. I'm not even trying to be involved in these games. It's just that it's just interesting when you see people try to play games with you. Like I said, I go through some of this stuff just so I got stories to tell until I get to a position where I don't got to worry about nothing either. But not there yet. May never get there with the shit going on right now. So just make sure y'all tuned in. Like I said, every Wednesday night. So like I said, we're going to get back into the fucking, into the, all the other stuff or whatever. But it's not just that on Hump Nights. Y'all know we cover all subject matters. We cover everything. So no telling where we're going to go and what it's going to be about. But this is what we're about today, and that's what had to happen. Watch out for dumb bitches. Watch out for dumb niggas. If you're in a situation you don't want to be in, get the fuck out. Don't be greedy. You know what I mean? If you're happy somewhere else, go be happy there. You know, there's just a lot of shit. If you're going to do wrong, do it right. I mean, we've covered a lot of shit in this aspect, in this show. But I don't even know what the – I mean, there's too much to even bring one point to – but what I have to agree with everybody is that you gotta know yourself. And the sad part is that some people do know themselves. They know they're bad people. They know they're evil people. They know they like that. And they go ahead and still run with that. So it's like I said, if you are a good person, if you're about being the right person, doing the right thing, don't let nothing change that viewpoint. All right, that's where I'm at with it, because that's the mantra that I try to give myself, is that I'm the hero of the story. If this is my life story, you know, I could write it any way I want to. Now, if the hero changes, then the story changes. I'm not trying to change my story. My story is pretty good right now. As bad as it is, it's still good. It's an interesting story, at least. But I'm walking the right way. So, shouts out to my co-host, Queen V, as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. MIA, happy birthday, happy birthday. Candy checking in. My nigga Push checking in. Make sure y'all check him out. If y'all ain't got nothing else going on right now, tune in, listening to his Blog Talk Radio show. And let's go through the lineup real quick. We'll be back next week, of course, as always. Wednesday nights, Air Hump Nights, 9 to 11 every Wednesday. Fuck You Fridays this Friday, 6 to 8. I'm going to make sure I post it and situate it somewhere, y'all. I'm going to get off all the rest of the shit I got to talk or whatever on Friday. So just I promise y'all I'm going to be there on Friday. Make sure you tune in on Friday to hear what else is going on with me, all right? Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. Got a lot of new music to world premiere this weekend. Like I said, I've been slipping, but we're getting back in the full swing on everything. And then the Triple M Show every Monday from 7 to 9 as well. All right? Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We're going to let my girl MIA close us out with this right here, brand new music. Light of Being, Solo Monroe featured MIA. Happy birthday. We'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Friday.
For my team, post it up like a flat screen. I think about to hit the chain. Lately niggas ain't been all over the thing. I'm on my way to the bank, go hard in the paint. My weed will make you faint. We be smoking the fire, how you rolling down the street like a flat ass tire. I can't get higher, I hit one time. I can't get fired, this beat is mine, yeah. Seeing so many faces, tied down to the bar like laces. Wanna see more places, hop out the whip with Uzi like it's a matrix. Different pages, and I know you're really thinking I'm amazing, yeah.
Let it beam for the team.
Smoke something.
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 Roll that bomb for the team.